Our morning show get-together continues with some community conversation, and I didn't have to go far to find my next guest. Bo Hendricks is here. How you doing, Bo?
Hey, how you doing, Phil? The seat's warm and everything. Thank you.
Absolutely. We've had lots of guests in here today, but you and I wanted to get together and talk a little bit about the upcoming Grace Radio Auction, which already is next week.
It's hard to believe, you know, but I'm excited. I know you're excited. You know, we're bringing back the auction in a bigger way than we did last year, even.
Yeah, we kind of tested the waters last year and got along with it really well. So the items will be at the Grace office. We're just kind of orchestrating the auction, facilitating that, getting some bids, trying to get some money raised for Grace this year. And you've had a chance to see the list of what we're selling. There are some outstanding things, aren't there?
People really stepped up this year. You know, I mean, I think the items that we'll be presenting are going to be something that there's a little of something for everybody, and some really interesting ones too that I'm looking forward to having people kind of bid on, look at, and hopefully we'll raise a lot of money for Grace.
We'll hope so. So we're working with Adam Hess as well. He's a part of the promotion, and what can you tell us about what Adam's been working on?
So Adam's been working on the schedule. You know, you and I have put together the items all came in. We made a schedule for each day, Monday through Friday, and what Adam's doing is he's going to get that up on our social media on the WRCO Facebook page. Stay tuned. Keep looking on our Facebook page, and we'll get that up for you. And what you're going to see is kind of like a preview of the items. We're going to get some pictures up there, but we're also going to get up a schedule. So you're going to be able to take a look at that schedule and plan out, I like that item. It's on Monday. That's what I'm going to want to be tuned in. On top of that, you know, what we're going to try to do is push the fact that bidders, you'll be able to bid now again, but we'll be taking bidder numbers. This isn't going to be like last year where you would just call in your bid. We only had a couple items, so it was a lot easier to just take a call. This year, we're going back kind of to the bidder number, and so registration will be open for that, and that will be open actually as of the end of the morning show. You'll be able to call our line at 647-4155. Michael Hernan, our own intern here, will be taking those calls, get you your bidder registration number if you want to do it early. You can do it during the auction itself, but you can get ahead of the game and do it early. You can call him. He'll get you your bidder number. And then Monday, just make sure you have that bidder number ready if you did pre-register. And you can start out right out the gate.
Makes it a lot easier. Let's say I'm number 20, so to speak. Okay, so I'm number 20 and I'll bid $5 on the maple syrup or whatever it is that I'm bidding on.
Exactly. And then on the day of, you know, we'll have some people here taking those calls. You'll call in, you'll give your bid and you'll give your bidder number. We'll write that down. And then, we'll let you know. You'll be on the air, obviously, but I'll also be here and we'll let people know, okay, the bid is at 100. And then, you know, do you want to go 105? We kind of feel like the $5 range is a pretty good, range of, you know, at least making sure somebody is bidding, you know, five more. You don't want to get into that whole like 1 cent more thing. So anyway, though, all the money going to Grace, so everything is appreciated. And all of our sponsors that have donated items so graciously, there's just such a great collection. I can't say enough. You guys really put together a nice auction.
Well, we say hats off to a lot of the merchants and businesses and individuals who have given every year. And so if you've given an item, we kind of went into committee and some will be in the bucket raffle the night of Grace, which is August 9th. Some will be in the silent auction. There are just some items that probably go better when you see them in person. Mm-hmm. That's how we kind of try to make that decision. So something like a handmade item, it's hard to do justice sometimes, even with a picture. So if it's there and in person at the silent auction, you can say, okay, that's what I want. You know, you can bid on it. Same thing with a bucket raffle. They'll have a bunch of items there and you'll buy a ticket and say, okay, I'd like to choose any of those items or whatever. You might have your eye on one. And so it works out well that way. A lot of the radio auction items are some of the ones that have been very popular in the past. Practical items that maybe you need, you're going to buy anyway. Some things like
gift certificates
go well for area businesses. Some hay, there'll be some hay. There's some firewood in there for the radio auction. Those have gone extremely well. And just some surprises along the way too.
No kitchen sink, but I think maybe a fire hydrant. So, you know,
we have one of those this year, right?
Yeah.
from the Richland Center City Utility. We have another one of those beautiful fire hydrants I know that have gone real well in the past.
Oh, yeah.
So we'll try to work that out. So what it will be is we'll have a handful of items each half hour. The radio auction runs all week next week, starting Monday through Friday from 10 until noon. So a handful of items each half hour, and then they'll go off sale. Like, let's say it'll start at 10. They'll go off sale at 10:30. We'll introduce you to more items. They'll be on sale till 11. There will be two larger or major items each day. So there'll be a large item that'll be on sale for an hour total, mm-hmm. from 10 to 11, and another from 11 to noon. So, yeah, we're going to be selling a few more items and products this year. There is not a live in-person auction with an auctioneer this year. Grace and the people that were kind of organizing that last year thought it was maybe a time to take a year off, out of suggestion, maybe kind of not go to the well too often, maybe come back with it next year or the following year. But so we're kind of doing some of the selling, not that we're auctioneers, but we're going to try to facilitate a successful auction. So.
Yeah, I don't think I could speak that fast.
No, we can talk fast, but not that fast.
Not that fast. That's a talent right there. But no, like you said, you know, they'll be busted up into segments. So you'll have each half hour segment from 10 to noon. So really, you have the 10 to 10:30, the 10:30 to 11, the 11 to 11:30, and the 11:30 to noon. Now, those segments will each have items. Outside of that, then you have the two large items. So there'll be one that's from 10 to 11, and one that's from 11 to noon. So a lot of great items. And like you said, you know, maybe the auction itself is something that's taken a year off, but that gives us the chance to step up and to feature a lot of these items. But like you said also, the items that may not make it to the radio auction, it doesn't mean they're not as important. I agree. I think some of those things you have to go and see. Like when you start talking about quilts, you start talking about things that people, you know, really put a lot of time and effort into. You got to see them to really appreciate them. But a lot of these items you can look at and, you know, get a good view for what you're getting yourself into. Maybe you like to shop at a food place and they have a gift certificate. Hey, you can support Grace and get, you know, that money to go to a place you were already going to go. And so those kind of items are going to work really well in the radio auction.
We have pictures for quite a few of them, or we will have, mm-hmm. certainly. I know Adam's working diligently to get those ready to go for us. And again, the list is going to be on the WRCO Facebook site too.
Yep. So. Stay tuned to that. Again, our Facebook page, WRCO on Facebook. You'll be able to see, we'll get a schedule up and we'll have pictures. And so you'll be able to take a look at those things, kind of plan that out. And again, bidder lines, you know, if you want to pre-register your bidder number, you can do so starting at 10. You can call 647-4155, our contest line. You can call that. Michael Hernan will be standing by. Actually, I think he'll be sitting by, but he'll take your call. He'll take your number, your phone number, your name, and then he'll give you a bidder number. So if you do want to pre-register, that's open, but you can also do so during the week. Don't feel like you have to do it right now. Maybe you haven't decided, you haven't looked at the schedule, obviously. So, you know, maybe you don't know yet if you do want to, but once you see that schedule, I think you're going to want to.
Mm-hmm. I think so too. Right. So, and it kind of speeds up the process a little bit, and we'll be open there. You can call pretty much anytime someone is here during the day, especially even during this weekend. We'll have some people around. So
yeah. I think you'll be here Saturday.
I think I might be here too. So so call whenever you can. We're going to talk about Grace tomorrow on the morning show. The three ambassadors this year will be talking a little bit about their story. So we have Jackie DeAger, we have Marge Benson, and we have Tara Weitzel, and they'll all be talking. We'll feature some of their comments tomorrow during a morning show time. It's our normal time. We usually feature a Grace morning show once a month, and tomorrow is the day. So be listening for that during that time and hear their stories. And again, the actual walk is coming up on Friday night, August 9th.
Already here.
It'll be here before we know it.
Yeah.
So
crazy, time flies.
Crazy stuff. Yeah. And so we'll be keeping you posted and letting you know when those things are up and running. And anything else you'd like to add today, Bo?
You know, as the great Henry Bray would, well, as Henry Bray would say, you know, everybody be kind.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, you stole his line. Oh, well. Sounds good. Bo Hendricks, thanks a lot. And we'll be telling you more about the Grace Auction here on WRCO Radio as our days leading up to that, again, it begins on Monday.